I'm speaking with Nancy Baglietto, the Executive Director of Hospitality House. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you, Charlotte. I'm delighted to be here.
And I'm delighted to have you back. So today we're going to talk about street outreach a little bit. But before we start, can you just give us a brief overview of what Hospitality House is for those folks who don't know?
Hospitality House is Nevada County's emergency shelter for homeless people. We are the only emergency shelter throughout the county, so we serve a very important purpose and offer a tremendous resource for our homeless residents.
Wonderful. Thank you, Nancy. So I've heard that Hospitality House has a new street outreach program. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. The expanded street outreach program essentially meets people where they are at and interfaces with local businesses. Currently, we have three community liaison positions that have been added recently, and they are supervised by our supervising outreach case manager. While two of the community liaisons walk the Brunswick Basin and other parts of Grass Valley on foot, the other community liaison drives a van, which provides access to services and support in other areas such as downtown Grass Valley and Nevada City. The van also provides transportation for homeless people to get to behavioral health and spirit peer empowerment, social services, one-stop job readiness, any other thing that, you know, people may need to access in terms of services, including, you know, counseling appointments, community legal, so on and so forth. Right. The community liaisons also really help support local business owners who may have concerns with folks that are experiencing homelessness.
And that's a real issue because people are concerned, you know, about having a homeless shelter in their neighborhood, because there is a perceived belief that if you have a shelter in their neighborhood, that's going to attract more homeless individuals.
That's true. And I think the other piece of it is that right now we have no place for homeless people to go during the day. So they do things like the rest of us do. They go grocery shopping. They go get coffee. They hang out with friends. They do those types of activities. And sometimes that can interfere with businesses. And people get concerned. And instead of having to call public safety for service, they can call one of our outreach workers who can come down and help transport people to more productive activities or get them to their appointments or whatever might be needed at that moment.
Awesome. Thank you. What about the good neighbor policy that Hospitality House has in place that it recommends to its guests?
The good neighbor policy is basically, you know, how to be a good neighbor, how to be a good community member, and basically helps people guide them to making responsible choices when interacting with other people. And we have our good neighbor policy is part of our conditional use permit with Grass Valley, but it's also something that just naturally we would like to encourage people to behave well. And so it's being respectful and not staying in places longer than a half an hour to an hour in front of a business, picking up after yourself, not leaving litter behind, things like that. And that's something that while our street outreach team is walking around and interacting with people, they can just remind them, if you're staying at Hospitality House, you really need to be respectful of the community and do those things that the rest of us would like to see you do as part of a helpful community member.
I think that's it right there, as a helpful community member, because sometimes that kind of thing isn't on our radar. We may not realize that we are being maybe offensive or behaving in a way that is kind of startling to others. And so what a great lesson.
Yeah, yeah. We think so.
Good. So, Nancy, this all sounds really great. And why now? What's different about the timing now?
So we've always had, or I shouldn't say always, but we've had for quite a few years, an outreach case manager. What we haven't had is the team. And so the team is new. And the reason that we hired additional team members, in addition to getting our van, which was provided to us by the United Way, we're very grateful for that,
woo-hoo,
is that this team was part of our agreement to the community when we opened up our new shelter beds and expanded from 54 beds to 69 year-round. We knew that more people would want to access services at Utah's Place, and we wanted to make sure that we mitigated for the change in programming.
So one of the things about Hospitality House is that I think Hospitality House has always kind of had the belief that if we don't help...
Am I jumping? Did I like the pages out of whack?
No, so I rewrote all of this.
Okay, so
because, yeah, because it didn't exactly address what I wanted to address
I'll make a nice little mark here and we'll just like move on.
So we can go on to the next question. Sorry about that.
That's my fault. That's
okay. Let me see, though. If we don't help them, who will? It's hard
to reserve.
Yeah, so let's go with, let's see, how many people, how about, before we get to that, how about,
was that really
Let's say where it gets like right in here, this bolded part, maybe we could say, you know, what are some of the most important, what's some of the most important activities of the outreach team? And then we can go, I could say, you know.
You could talk about these things.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
So what are some of the more important activities of the outreach team?
It's really hard for a person struggling with addiction to overcome that addiction if the door is always closed. And it doesn't even have to be addiction. It can be any number of different circumstances that people face. And they're living on the streets. They're feeling vulnerable. Our outreach team is able to connect with them. And that's probably one of the most important elements of it is that they're building trust. For so many people who've been living on the streets or in the brush, they don't have the relationships that they need to with social service providers, and they often are mistrustful. They question, you know, what's going to happen if I get involved? Will something bad happen to me? You know, and in this case, our case managers can work with people and develop those relationships and say, how can I help you? What can I do for you to make a difference in your life? And that's often a question that a lot of homeless people don't get asked very often. And our outreach team is doing that. They are on the streets. They care. And they want to make sure that they're doing whatever they can to get people where they need to be and feeling better about their situation and make it more hopeful. It's a very desperate feeling to be living on the streets in the cold, you know, often wet clothing, dirty clothing. It's hard to kind of pull yourself up and put a smile on your face and do what you need to get done in a day when you're facing those kinds of obstacles. So that's what we see as one of the most important elements of our outreach team.
That's amazing, because I think that there probably are a fair number of people out on the street that are feeling shunned and almost invisible. So,
yes.
That's really powerful. All right. So how many people have benefited from the street outreach program so far, Nancy?
So to date, we have, as of October, I should say, Hospitality has had 4 staff people really working directly on the streets. And between October and November, we've helped 107 unique individuals, provided 441 individual services, provided 190 referrals to service providers, and given 265 rides to appointments and other locations.
Wow, that's big. That's huge.
It's really big. And when you think about it over a 2-month period of time, that's substantial impact.
Yes.
And part of our work is also to make sure that, you know, people are not doing risky behaviors that might cause other harm. And that's another big part of what we see as being an element of the success.
All right. So, Nancy, I know that a lot of our other listeners, but I love these personal stories that really just bring these things home. So can you tell us about anyone who has benefited because of this program?
Yes, I can. There's a gentleman, let's just, for the sake of the story, call him Nick, that comes to mind immediately. Our outreach team found him in a field. Nick had a severe alcohol problem and was experiencing homelessness. Our outreach team engaged him, and on another day, he agreed to come with them to social services. However, on the day that they were supporting him, he was under the influence. And while our team was inside the building arranging activities in the social services department, Nick took some pills and overdosed outside of the building. He almost died. Our case managers returned to find him unconscious and rushed him to the ER where his stomach was pumped, and luckily, Nick survived. The bottom line here is that our outreach team saved his life. And more than anything, this is why our programs exist and why this program is crucial to Nevada County and our community. In the weeks that followed, we built a stronger rapport with Nick. As I was mentioning before, that's really what the team is about. And he learned to trust people over time and our staff. Our outreach team was able to get him to agree to at least temporarily stop drinking so that he could shelter at Hospitality House. While a guest at Hospitality House, Nick started working with our case management team, and he connected to behavioral health, and later there was diagnosed with a mental illness. He was prescribed the necessary medication to help him cope with his condition and to keep him from self-medicating with alcohol. As you know, that's often one of the reasons for why people do use drugs and alcohol. They're trying to make themselves feel better or reduce anxiety in some way.
Right.
I'm happy to report that today Nick is sober, and we believe in no small part that we had something to do with that. We have to give Nick most of the credit because it's his will that got him as far as he has gotten. But we like to think that we're a part of that support network that helped him to get to that next step. Mm-hmm. He's gained access to county funding program and now lives in a permanent residence with two roommates. So he's a really good example of what can happen when a person has access to services, is given a little hope, and some trust and willingness. And our team is here with our loving arms, and there is a will. If there's a will, there's a way.
Oh, that's just, I'd get chills and, you know, I want to cry. But this is how we need to treat other people.
Yes.
And I say this all the time, whether it's on Friday morning for the Hospitality House update when I'm on my music show, or it is about meeting people where they are, treating them with respect, because everyone rises when we expect that, when we give them that space to be a real human being without judgment.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Nancy. So what's next for the program?
So next for outreach, upcoming is going to be two large camp and community cleanups. And this is something that we're doing annually. It's part of what we want to do and kind of an agreement that we've made with the community. And what's great about it is that we're able to get the community involved in the camp cleanups. And often some of the guests who are staying at Hospitality House also participate. And we have staff and we have volunteers and our board. So it's really a great way to kind of involve everybody in kind of making the community a better place. And that our next one is going to be in May. So we're always looking for volunteers. And hopefully if any of the listeners want to get involved, you can go on our website or give us a call and join the group. It's actually a lot of fun, although it is some heavy lifting and a lot of work. So we also team up at this time to collaborate with Grass Valley Police Department, Nevada County Sheriff's Office, and Behavioral Health, because we're all sort of in this together. So it's a nice collaboration between many different partners within our community.
Right. Because no one agency or no one group of people can do this kind of thing alone.
That is so true.
Collaboration.
That is so true. We have to work together. And I think you've heard me say before that since I've moved here to Nevada County, I am just incredibly moved by the sheer interest and concern that I run into with other, you know, nonprofit leaders and members of the community. Everybody really wants to see change. And they don't want, they're okay with talking about it, but it has to go beyond talking. We have to do something about it. And we can't do it if we're not all paddling in the same direction.
Very well said. That's so true. So is there anything else that you'd like to share, Nancy?
Yeah, there is one last thing I'd love to share, Charlotte, and that's as we look ahead in the ways that we can better serve our homeless community, we really want to hear from the listeners at KVMR about how they might see Hospitality House moving forward in its next steps. And we'd like to, invite people to give us their feedback. We have a survey that takes about 1 minute to answer 6 questions. And people's feedback would be invaluable to help us with our next steps on how to approach affordable housing, how to approach sheltering, and how best to be responsive to the needs. And your hopes and concerns and our listeners' hopes and concerns are something that we really care about and we'd like to hear. So if people could possibly take 60 seconds of their time to answer the 6 questions, they can go to hhshelter.org and click on the link and take the survey and give us your thoughts.
Wonderful. Well, Nancy, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon. I know you are so busy, so I do appreciate you taking the time to come in and talk about this. And we will meet again on December 13th, and we're going to talk about future vision for housing.
That sounds great. I look forward to that. We have lots to share, and we'll be interested in hearing what people have to say to us through the survey.
Perfect. Oh, and let's not forget to just throw in a little plug for Night of Giving on December 22nd at the Miners Foundry.
At the Miners Foundry, yes. We are hoping to have the community show up in large numbers. I think last year we had somewhere around 800 people plus, something like that.
Coming in and out throughout the evening because it's from – do you have the times handy?
4 to 11 p.m. So the event will start at 4 and end at 11, but people can come and go. It's as you want to participate and come on in. It's $20 at the door, but it's a voluntary donation. We do not turn anybody away if they want to come and celebrate the work that Hospitality House does and ways in which the community can help support these efforts.
And that is truly a fabulous evening of the community just coming together. There's like 44 some musicians and bands and things donating their time, and it's just a great way of connecting with friends, old and new. And so great. All right, well, Nancy, we'll be chatting again on December 13th.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you. And I've been speaking with Nancy Baglietto, Executive Director of the Hospitality House.